In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, as we celebrate the harvest, it's good to remember this phrase, just enough. It's something to reflect on, and something we'll come back to later. Many people will know about circular emails that go around. One recently told of a touching story of a very elderly man saying farewell to his daughter. It all takes place as she departs long haul from the airport. They both accept that the next time she will make the journey home will be for his funeral. As they make ready for her departure, they wish each other just enough. A passerby overhearing this asked them why they use this form of words. The old man replied that within their family it was their traditional greeting. When we said, "I wish you enough," he replied, we were wanting the other person to have a life filled with just enough things to sustain them. Then turning to the passerby, he shared the following words, as if reciting them from memory. "I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright, no matter how grey the day may appear. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive and everlasting. I wish you enough pain so that even the smallest of joys in life may appear bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough loss to appreciate all you possess. I wish you enough hellos to get you through the final goodbye." Now, it's all a bit corny, but it has a point. We don't need to wish each other lavish riches. All we need to wish each other is just enough. And certainly with lockdown, we have learned that if everyone had had just enough, it would have been the best situation for everyone. When we come to thank God for all God's gifts, we can all thank God that we have been given just enough. Because in our thinking, that's often subliminally affected by the media. There's a nagging wish that God could have given us something we don't have. It may be the perfect family, partner, parents, however you want to choose it. It might even be something material. But if God had given us more, it might have fundamentally changed who we are and spoiled us so that we were unable to be true disciples. In fact, it could have made us like the rich man in the gospel reading. Thanking God for the harvest is a tradition that stretches right the way back to the beginning of agricultural society. In those days, nature, as now, could be completely unpredictable. And obviously there was no refrigeration to preserve the produce of good years to eat in the leaner years. When the harvest was in, the first priority was to provide seed for sowing next year and food for the whole family until harvest time. That was deemed just enough to get by on. If there was a surplus, it was sold in the market to provide money for house repairs, furniture, education, clothing and so on. These things, though not luxuries, were things that one had to forego in the slim years. And we need to thank God every day that we are fortunate to not be in that situation. But there are plenty of people around the world today who live on a similar knife edge of poverty. As we know, even in this country, there are those who slip and are slipping through the net of the welfare state, and who need to rely on food banks and payday loans at thousands of a percent interest. And as we look at our abundance, we need to ask if there are any ways we could share our surplus with our global brothers and sisters in a way that builds God's kingdom of love. So let our prayer this harvest time be that God will give each one of us just enough and no more. Let us be profoundly grateful for what God does give us, for the many blessings we receive day by day. And when we go out from our places, out into the world, and spread the love of God made manifest in his Son Jesus Christ, let us wish each other just enough. In Christ's name, Amen.